Hymn number 504, Mighty Fortress is Our God, hymn 504. So desire. Page 95. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. For his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise, this remembrance of the Reformation, is hymn number 840. We sing verses 1 and 2 only at this time. Now thank we all our God, hymn 840, verses 1 and 2 only. Together in unison. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort us in times of trials, and defend us against all enemies of the gospel, giving us your peace. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I invite Savannah Allen to come forward at this time. Yeah, you.
Surprise.
Come on up. Today we welcome and we celebrate with Miss Savannah Allner, the granddaughter of Reverend and Mrs. Steve and Brenda Knutson. Savannah has been chosen by Bishop Manlove our bishop, to be one of two youth representatives from our Northwest Intermountain Synod of the ELCA to attend the Youth Leadership Summit in Chicago, Illinois, at the ELCA headquarters held November 2nd through the 5th. Now that may seem like a long ways away. That's this Thursday through Saturday. Yeah, it's gonna happen. I've been planning this for 4 months now, you know? Okay? There are 65 synods in the ELCA, and only two youth from each synod are chosen to go to this event. She's one of the two in our synod, okay? We celebrate with Savannah at being chosen for this honor. Job well done, good and faithful servant. Thank you, Savannah, for your faithfulness and for your leadership in the church. We give all of our ministers, you should, acolytes. Are you wearing crosses, acolytes? Uh-oh, you were going to be my show and tell. We give all of our young people when they're confirmed and all of our ministers a cross to wear. So you can take that either with you to Chicago or just put on your bedpost or whatever, but that's from us to you. It's actually made with wood from the church that was built in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So that's wood from Jackson Hole, Wyoming's church, but we are giving it to you as a gift, okay? Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for everything that you do. Appreciate it, but we're gonna have a prayer. They love you. That's this Thursday. I've been waiting, how many months have we been planning this? Like two or three at least. I've had it on my desk for that long. That's this Thursday. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the youth in our church, especially Savannah. We pray for safe travels for all 130 of them from near and far, from every synod in our church. We pray indeed that their days together, Thursday through Sunday, will be helpful to them, helpful to us, and a joy. We give you thanks for Savannah and all 129 other youth for their work, their mission, and their ministry of the church. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you again. You may be seated. Yeah. Go ahead. They never applaud for me. Applaud twice for her. That's right.
The Old Testament reading for this Sunday, the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, is Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, and from the least to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord. The psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 46, and we'll read it responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present time in trouble. I will not fear, though the earth should change,
though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea,
though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. God utters God's voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations God has brought on the earth. God makes wars cease to the end of the earth. God breaks the bow and shatters the spear. God burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle for this morning is from Romans, the third chapter, verses 19 to 28. Now we know whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in God's sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, irrespective of the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus the Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. They are now, they are now justified by God's grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. God did this to show God's righteousness, because in God's divine forbearance, God has passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that God is righteous and that God justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed from the law. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, the remembrance of the Reformation of the Church. It's from the Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to the Judeans who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham, and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you'll be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I tell you. Everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you'll be free indeed." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and the gospel which was just read. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our Redeemer. Amen. You are never too old to learn something new. Ask any school teacher that. They're taught by their students all the time. Last week, I learned something new. I went through 3 years of graduate school. I, for 38, 39 years now, have been preaching and teaching the word of our Lord. And last week, a light bulb went. And I shared it with you, but I want to share it with you again today. Isaiah the prophet, in the 49th chapter of Isaiah, verse 16, that doesn't matter, quotes God saying, God says through the prophet Isaiah, "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." God is saying that to you, children of God, sons and daughters of God. "See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." Now, I think God meant that hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth. But we as Christians on this side of the cross and this side of the tomb know indeed that Jesus bears the mark of each one of us on his hands, his feet, and his side. The one thing that we know is that the resurrected Jesus, with new life and new body and everything, still has the wounds on his hands, his side, and his feet. And so that quote from the prophet Isaiah, speaking for God, saying, "See, I've inscribed you on the palms of my hands," is so relevant to us as Christians. God is saying, "I love you so much that I didn't get a tattoo." Those could be removed. A piercing can grow shut. But being branded or being nailed to the cross, that's forever. That scar is forever. You, sons and daughters of God, are inscribed on the palms of God's hands. You've left a mark on God from the cross all these 2,000 years. Then Jeremiah the prophet, okay, chapter 31, verse 33. By the way, this is the first sermon I ever preached. Not today. You know that. It's the first sermon I've ever preached. Yeah, take that. The first sermon I ever preached on a text was in seminary on Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. I've had practice since then. I hope it's gotten better. But Jeremiah chapter 31 says, this is a classic, classic. That's why it's chosen for today, this celebration day. But this is the covenant, God speaking again. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will pour out my law upon them, and I will write it, inscribe it, etch it into their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. You are written or inscribed on the palms of God's hands. God should be written or inscribed in your heart. And I think because you are here, some of you for the third day in a row, bless you, you're like old preacher person. Halloween carnival was last night. 180 people came. I had two different costumes. I really got into it. Yeah. Ask me about it at coffee hour. You'll see at coffee hour. Portion of scripture says that God needs to be written on us. You are here. God is written on your hearts, or else you wouldn't have been here, okay? Some of you 3 days in a row doing the work of the Lord. God has left a mark on your hearts just like you've left a mark on God's hands. Listen again, Jeremiah before that verse. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, northern tribe, southern tribe. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them out of the land to bring them, took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke though I was their husband. I've had two weddings in the past month. I've got two more weddings coming up in the next 2 weekends. You would think husbands and wives, that's the closest relationship. Okay? And that's what people who are psychologists and psychiatrists say, the closest relationship you can have, even over being a parent or a grandparent, is to be a spouse, a husband or a wife. I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. The whole history of the Old Testament is right there in that verse. But they don't get it. In the gospel of the day. Okay? In the gospel. Then Jesus said to the Judeans who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered Jesus, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" I love that. It's like selective memory. They can't blame COVID. They can't blame old age because they're not all old yet. We've never been slaves anyway. What about those hundreds and hundreds of years in Egypt? When you built pyramids and sphinx and you used your hands and your feet to make mud bricks. Are you forgetting that? What about being freed from slavery in Egypt and being led by Moses
through the wilderness, and Miriam and Joshua. Have you forgotten all that history? People in the past few months or past couple years have said how we've forgotten history in the United States. You don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it, they say. I've lived long enough to see that probably happening now. We repeat it, whether it's racism or any other ism, okay? We repeat it. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. What was the first covenant? The Old Covenant, the Old Testament. That's what it means. What was the Old Testament all about? The law, capital T, capital L. What is the law? The Ten Commandments. Oh, and then all the Levitical laws, 614 of them, right? One for every bone in the body, one for every day of the year. In case you might forget. But Paul says in the second lesson today, we're not saved by the law. We cannot save ourselves by doing the right thing because we never do the right thing. As hard as we try, we are like the Judeans and the Israelites who say, we've never been enslaved to anyone. Every Sunday, that's why we do confession of forgiveness. I'm a mean old pastor. They don't do that in my kids' hometown. You know, they don't do confession of forgiveness. That's to remember who we are. We're enslaved to death, the devil, and evil. We don't embrace he who marked himself on our hearts. We who have marked his hands. We went to it ourselves. And Paul says, we can't keep the commandments enough to save our souls. There's Monday comes and that's the end of that. We come back together on Sunday, we confess that we're sinners, we ask for forgiveness, we receive the sacrifice from the palms of his hands. And then Monday comes again. You see the repetition here? You see how history repeats itself? It's been 2,000 years since we marked God's hands. God says, I will mark their hearts. I will give them a new covenant. Not like the old covenant of the law, but a covenant of love and gospel. I will send my only beloved son to them. They may beat him and reject him and hang him out to dry, but I'll still send my love to earth. He will preach and teach and try to lead them into the right path, into truth. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. That's what we hold on to as Reformation Christians. Whether we're Lutheran or Presbyterian or Baptist or Southern Baptist or any of those that came out of the Reformation 500 years ago. The truth is that God loves you. God, even though you've inscribed his hands with your being, God loves you enough that you should inscribe your heart with his being. You should allow God to love you and care for you and forgive you daily, Monday through Sunday. But how soon we forget whom we've marked and who has marked us. They talk about children being imprinted on their mothers, right? And you hear this with, I love National Geographic. I get the book, I watch the show. There's a reason that anything from whales to zebras to mice, they bond with the mom. Now, whether it's by the little chirp or the whatever, or the smell, you know, some mothers know, like cows. Yeah, when I was up in Montana, the mother knows the smell of their calf. I was like, really? They all have different scents, Chanel number 5, or, you know, Calvin Klein number 2, or whatever it might be. Really? But it's true. It's imprinted in their mind and in their heart, that mother cow. Who's the smelly calf that's theirs? It's not only how they go, ma, ma. I used to do that to my mother. She hated it. I came back from Montana, you know. Mom was mom and dad was dad. Mom and dad, okay? Mom as I was growing up. I came from Montana, where I helped with the cattle, okay? They gave me a pair of leather gloves, and I helped with all kinds of different things. We'll talk about it at coffee hour. And those poor calves, especially when they were dehorned, branded, castrated, and inoculated. Yeah. They go, ma, ma. I thought, those poor cows, you know, Their children are crying out to them. So I go home for vacation and go, Ma, Ma. She says, really? I said, yeah. The job I was given, they let me drive grain truck, I digress here, but they let me drive grain truck once. I almost rolled it. I didn't know how heavy a grain truck was. Never drove grain. They never allowed me in the combine. Forget that. But they invited me back 3 or 4 years in a row to castrate, dehorn, inoculate, and brand the calves. My job was inoculation. I was given the syringe. And after the first year, the veterinarian and the cowboys at dinner that night said, Pastor B, you did a pretty good job. And I stuck up my chest. They said, you didn't hit any cowboy's thigh. I said, I didn't think I was supposed to deworm the cowboy. I was supposed to aim for, you know, the hip of the calf. And they invited me back 2 or 3 more years to do it then. You have been imprinted on God's hands, inscribed, marked forever. And hopefully God has imprinted on your heart, etched and inscribed, scarred so that it can't be removed. That's what it's all about. In those days, they are surely coming, says the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with my people. I will send my son. He will give his life. He will say, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. That you might have life and that you might know the truth. Amen. Confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed, no, the Nicene Creed we're going to use today, Festival Day. Nicene Creed, found on page 104. Please rise, we have the Nicene Creed and then the prayers of the church. Page 104. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life to come. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, remembering our prayers in the church, our bishops Elizabeth Eden and Megan Manlove, we pray also for Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank. If you came in from the back parking lot, you saw the table. That was all from last night. People responded to the invitation to bring canned goods. Some people brought one. Some people brought a case of canned goods for our Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank. And we are thankful for that. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the wars in Ukraine and Russia, Sudan, Gaza, and Israel. We pray for people who have lost property and lives due to the hurricanes in Acapulco. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that. You're not supposed to have hurricanes or death in paradise. I'm reminded and remembering also the fires in Maui, whom we've kind of let off the radar. So remember Maui, remember Acapulco. Say that five times fast. We also remember the shooting in Maine and the people who have lost life there. We pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, and EMTs, and first responders to each of these crises. We celebrate Savannah once again in our prayers, and we pray for all 129 people who will be meeting you for the first time. Do you know who's going with you? I put you on the spot. There you go. Bob. Bob Smith is going with me. No. Bring back the name of the person from our synod. I should have asked Bishop Manlove who that was. We pray for both of them. We pray for all 130 of you, though, and for safe travel. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Faithful God, your Spirit enlivens the church around the world and joins believers near and far into the one body of Christ. Let us listen to your word always and know the truth. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Bless the works of all farmers and laborers in the field. We pray for lands experiencing scorching heat, drought, wildfires, hurricanes, earthquakes, or flooding. Let all creation around the world know that you are in right relationship with them. Christe eleison. Christ, have mercy. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and leaders and the governments of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, love, and hope to one another. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all those who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Christe eleison. Christ, have mercy. Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministries you are faithfully a part of. We give you thanks for Willow Bay Baptist Food Bank, AF Daily Bread, Meals on Wheels, and the Scouts who are gathering food items for all those who are food challenged, hungry, or in need. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who have no rest in you,
especially the church, Martin Luther, John Calvin, Ulrich Zwingli, and Philip Melanchthon. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and new life and hope in you. Christe eleison.
Christ have mercy.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. Here she comes. I get company. Yay. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost and the remembrance of the Reformation of the Church. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Logan Taylor, Alexandria Kress, Amelia Kress, and Diana Bites. The Scouts Holiday Bazaar, we just found out about, or I did, will be held on Saturday, this coming Saturday the 4th. Savannah, you'll be in Chicago, so you can't come, I know. But this Saturday, on November 4th, from 9 to 2, the Scouts are doing the Holiday Bazaar in our Fellowship Hall. Mission and Harvest Festival will be held on Sunday, November 12th. It'll be here before you know it. And festival worship is at 10 a.m., the Harvest Potluck is at 11:15 a.m., that's my schedule. Bring a dish to share, and I'll see you there.
Good morning. Daily bread is tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. We are having a potato bar, salad, and dessert. We have a lot of people who are helping and sponsoring this time. We have State Farm, Coompin Farms, Legion and Boy Scouts, and Tom Lute is going to be cooking our meal for us. So please come and join us. And if you would like to help, please let me know. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements that we're not aware of or corrections to the ones we've made or found in the bulletin? Read the bulletin. New pyramid up front. Okay, that's in the bulletin. Savannah's whole thing's in the bulletin. Read the bulletin about the pyramid in Savannah. It's a wonderful thing. I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time in preparation for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 182. Let the vineyards be fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion. While I go wash my hands, in the bulletin, readings and prayers, page 5, there's the offertory prayer that we're going to start praying together in unison again. So 5 pages down after the prayers of the church, look it up. You're going to pray it with me in unison with me, but I'm giving you a head start. Thank you. The offertory prayer. Let us pray. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of him, self for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise for the great thanksgiving found on page 144 in the front of the hymn. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ. By the witnesses of the saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so with all the saints, with the choirs of angels and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of your hymn, Lamb of God.
rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle hymn number 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Jesus, who is the Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hymn number 537, On Our Way Rejoicing, sing it like you mean it. Hymn 537.